Good morning. So glad that you are here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Don't forget, maybe you've been kind of wonky and summer's been weird to you. We do Murder Monday at this time every Monday morning. So we got Freak Show Friday about to kick off, but this time on Monday, we'll be doing Murder Monday. She's a very freaky girl. Summer freak. She's summer freaky. Show Friday, we do it, well, every Friday here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. If you'd like to be on it, you can call in. We could talk to you off air and set that up, 833-563-2539. But I think the best practice we found with getting all these freaks on the air is Instagram. Slide into those DMs. Nobody has to see your freakiness.
Instagram is literally a place for the biggest freaks.
Radio Now AM Show. Follow us on there. And if you ever wanted to send us a DM, you can do that. This morning, I see up on my screen, this is Christian.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, you big freak, you. Why are we talking to you today for Freak Show Friday?
Well, I am a part of a club I think people would probably find a little weird or freaky, but it's really not. It's basic to me. It's called the Batting Practice Club.
Batting practice? That doesn't sound super freaky. Sounds like what kind of club is this actually?
Batting practice, the devil's handshake, I think.
Okay.
You people would say.
Wait, okay. This is a whole different turn already because I was thinking
batting
like
practice.
I used to
Got
play
it.
Baseball, but now you're bringing in the devil's handshake. I think we all know what that means, but what does this mean?
Well, it's okay. So let me give you a lowdown. I joined about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And again, like you said, batting practice, I know sounds weird, but it's a bunch of guys. We get together twice, sometimes three times a month, depending on how we feel. And, you know, we sit around and practice our batting.
What?
Interesting.
That in, like, you practice your batting?
Yes.
Just, like, and in a room full of just, like, other dudes?
And no women?
Exactly. And here's the thing. We're all straight, by the way. Nobody's
okay.
Gay. It's totally a heterosexual thing.
Hold on. Let me see. Okay.
No, okay. Okay.
Sorry, I'm laughing because I'm bi, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's something we all have in common, and it's kind of like a, you know, a camaraderie thing or like a, you know.
Oh, my God. Did he just say that?
Camaraderie, like friendship, like a baseball.
Hey, bud, what are you doing?
Okay, oh, just... wait. I'm sorry. Continue. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I mean, you know, hey, listen, it's, again, I know it sounds weird to people, but it's, you know, we have, like, we get there, we have, like, drinks and food, and there's fellowship beforehand, and there's also obviously other things to help us out with our batting. You know?
Please tell me they're not, like,
other things to help out with your batting.
Please tell me there's not, like, finger foods. I don't want you grabbing a bunch of stuff with your hands.
We have serving utensils, so,
okay.
You know,
grab the tong.
Oh, okay.
And we start practicing our batting. You know, some guys finish earlier than others, and it's no pressure. We all start at the same time, which is cool. Something I like. There's nobody there to kind of pressure anything. And again, like I said, these are all totally straight guys.
Okay.
You know, we just have something in common. It's like a guys' night out, bro, kind of thing. You know.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, are the lights on for batting practice, or are they off?
Oh, well, sometimes they're on, sometimes they're off. It just, you know, kind of depends. We like to switch it up. And, you know, there's times where obviously, you know, you take one for the team, you help each other out kind of deal. Only when the lights are off, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing wrong with it, but that does sound like it might be like, you know, that you're attracted to a man, that you might be gay or bisexual.
I know it sounds that way, but it's there's no judgment. And honestly, like I said, there might be a few guys in there, but for me, I'm totally straight.
Are women allowed? Have they ever been invited?
They're not been invited. I don't know if they'll be allowed. We haven't entertained that just because some of the guys are married or in relationships, so I don't.
Right.
You know, they want to cross that boundary.
Yeah, that would be cheating if a woman actually was near there, but another guy helping you out when you're playing injured is okay.
Interesting.
Exactly. You know, I don't know how that, we've never really explored that. It might be something to look into. I'll bring it up at the next meeting. You know, and again, you know, obviously it's a freaky thing, you know, but I don't think it's as extreme as people make it out to seem. And like okay. I said, I promise I'm totally straight. There's a lot of us that are. It's just, you know, there's just something that we have in common and we kind of just get together and do.
You know what, Christian? I'm going to say I believe you only because I've been a radio producer for 10 years. And that's one thing I do is I listen to voices a lot.
What, you do batting practice?
No, listen like on the phone a lot. And I feel like using my bi-gaydar and listening to your voice, I feel like you might be telling the truth that you aren't, in fact,
like, gay. Because it doesn't sound like he's lying.
Right, which just makes this even so much more interesting. I don't know. It's just very interesting to me.
I mean, I'm just dumbfounded.
Well, obviously, I guess I called on the right day.
I wonder if this is like just a thing that like people don't know about. Like, I'm
well,
curious.
Wait, hold on a second. Like, I don't know what girls would do because guys obviously have batting practice. But like, is there a thing? Has anybody ever heard where like women get together and do this?
I've
like, no
never,
men.
I've never heard of this. I've never heard of women doing this. I've
like
never
a purse
heard
club or something.
Doing this.
Like a coin wallet.
Have you heard of women doing this, Christian?
Like, are there girls on campus or anywhere you know?
No, actually. I've never heard of women doing it, but I'm pretty sure they do. I mean, this can't be something that, you know, only guys do. Like I said, it doesn't seem abnormal to me. I mean, there's a lot of us involved so clearly, and I'm fairly new, so they've, you know, got other guys to do this before, so it can't be something just for guys.
Christian, I mean, our producer Porkchop is always looking to make new friends and you know, camaraderie. How would he go about maybe joining your batting practice club?
You know, to be honest, I'm fine, Christian. I'm good, thank you.
Are you sure? Because I mean, I could get you some info, you know, and we have food and all that good stuff.
I'm
Dude,
sure.
You're always talking about how you need food, Porkchop. This sounds like the best idea ever.
Yeah,
true.
I don't know how the other guys would feel though. You know, about a guy that likes guys coming in, you know, so they'd probably be like,
could
meh.
You probably don't ask.
Yeah, could you be there, Porkchop, in a non-sexual way just for the batting practice?
That makes no sense.
No, like, it's just you, like, you know, practicing by yourself. It's got nothing to do with anybody else playing the game.
I'll go for the food, just like Liv said.
I mean,
these are delicious. What
I
are these?
I am dumbfounded.
Pinwheels?
I'm Googling it.
Christian, I mean, thank you for sharing.
Oh, wait a minute. Somebody just wanted to know. Somebody tweeted us. This is a good question. Sorry, Liv. Do you guys wear, like, batting gloves when you do this? Like, normally when you play baseball,
gosh,
you swing a bat? Do you wear gloves?
If you want to call them that. I mean, there's obviously times we do have on some sort of stuff, obviously, if we're helping the teammate out. But, yeah, the batting gloves, I think we'll call it that. That's pretty interesting.
I hope you guys don't use pine tar. That would really feel weird.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just, like, the baseball references, the fact that this is real, the fact that you seem normal. Like, other than that, you seem normal. Sometimes we have people that call in, and from the tone of their voice, like, oh, this person is crazy.
How many women are listening right now and, like, their husbands are in a softball league?
And it's like, oh, no!
We're going to do some batting practice later tonight.
I know what that means.
No, you're not playing softball anymore. Christian, thank you for calling in for Freak Show Friday. We appreciate you.
Of course. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Seriously, Porkchop, you should go. I think that would be pretty interesting
Porkchop,
to see what actually happens.
Porkchop, you can meet new friends. Please go and report back.
I don't know. I'll stick with the Family Feud trivia every Thursday night.
All right.